Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Ah! Lili Nishmas Imi Morasi Ruspas Mordechai. We're starting off with some pictures. We have David Hirsch here. I started to feel left out since I'm a Pashtayid without a number, so I decided to send a picture. PY, Pashtayid. Thanks to all that solo members for all you do, Ashrecha doing the daf. He's the one that takes care of the Or Americas. I called him David Moshe Hirsch. You could edit that. Fine. I grew up in Lincolnwood, Illinois. That's where I lived for many, many years. Myself, I'm at the cell, just a few blocks from where your in-laws now live on St. Louis. I went to Lincolnwood Jewish Congregation with Joel Lehrfeld, was the rabbi. 37 years ago, I moved to St. Louis to attend Washington University and now practice law in St. Louis. I serve as a hazan. My dear friend, Rabbi Stanley Krampman, your wife's uncle, told me about your shir and daf learning. I finished last cycle. Nasima Shas started over. Here's a photo of our chavrusas in St. Louis. I'm the tallest one in the middle without the glasses. All right. So it is so amazing that you want to watch the shirim on Beitza with other themselves previously recorded. Oh, okay, fine. He's hooked. Da-da-da. Hazan Howard Shalowitz. St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, we have Jews here. About 60,000 of them, he says. Here he is with the chavrusas, with the oilam, the one without the glasses. All right. What do we have here? A long overdue course of Tovah can be engaged in the daf since and the Veirivin. This is by Benji Brackman. My evenings are uplifted as I watch the recorded chair in Westminster, Colorado, where I serve as a Chabad Shliach. This morning, on my way to New York for the Kinnus HaShluchim. On a Southwest flight, I made sure to download the shir on my phone to enjoy during the flight. About 15 minutes into the shir, I got a tap from my fellow passenger. Seeing me learning something with Hebrew, he asked me what parsha this week was. He told me that his bar mitzvah was lecha lecha. No, he didn't say that. He said lech lecha. And figured it may be this time of the year. Having just heard you mention tefillin, I asked him if he would like to put on tefillin, to which he readily agreed. Acknowledging it has been 7 years since the time we were tefillin on a birthright trip. Here's a photo of Mitchell Spielberger wearing tefillin and myself. Thank you for all you do and for Klai Yisrael and go strength to strength. Benji Brackman. Here they are on a Southwest flight. And, huh? No mask. This is, Ravoy said, this is very interesting. Now, I'm not... This is very controversial. I don't go on Harabais. Donnie Fine does go on Harabais, but it's interesting. It's a beautiful thing. My shir made it to Harabais. It's a cool thing. Donnie Fine Yishkoyach. Here he is. Here, Donnie, man. Okay, thank you. Today we have a very exciting shir. As you can see, the props right over here. There's nothing left, really. I'm taking piece by piece. Next sukkah is going to be a problem. This is by Akiva Danto. Your Chicago Lashirim influence, I hope you can help with the following. For about 8 years now, our shul has the minhag of having a special night of opening our Beis Medrash for a night of learning. On the night we change back the clock. The intention is that in the spirit of Bederach Shodom Mirotz Aleilach Melichin Oysoi, the schus of using our extra hour to learn, Hashem will help us all continue to find additional hours throughout the year dedicated to Torah learning and growth. Beautiful thing. But listen to this. 3 years ago, this initiative took an even greater purpose. Our dear friend Ephraim Moss, Zichron Levracha, Ephraim Yosef and Shimon Mordechai, was nifter around this time of the year. Now, I played basketball with Ephraim Moss every single Friday. He was an amazing, amazing guy. And I'm not saying this, not Achrim Mois Kedoshim. He was a very, very soft-spoken person and a very good basketball player. Remember him? Know him? Yeah. I remember him telling me that he had the machla in his foot, but his leg, he's just going to come and he's just going to go weiter. And all of a sudden, one day he came back and I don't know what happened there. It was unbelievable. Since his pira, we bought guest speakers for public shir. I think you probably remember Ephraim from the Friday basketball game at Matnas. At any rate, with your sphere of influence, da-da-da, tell the oilam in MDY to dedicate the extra hour to Ephraim with the return of the same bracha. If after your regular Matzah Shabbos shir, you can have an additional shir for an hour, even stop open learning, it would be very meaningful. May the Rebbeinu Shalom continue to help you inspire Torah growth. Akiva, beautiful. We have a little bit of time for one more because we have a big daf here. When you read out the email today from Perry Dubinsky about how well prepared he comes to his local shul, I decided to have to ditto that. So how did it start with me? I live in Beitar, was looking for a good short 10-minute shiur to prepare myself for the real shiur that I go to every night. I was happy to find your 8-minute shiur on WhatsApp, but that always is one day behind. By the way, there is an 8-minute daf on WhatsApp. There is such a thing. There's about 20,000 people that are subscribed to that WhatsApp group. So I gave up and went for a Hebrew one. A few weeks ago, I was doing an outsourcing job in Beit Shemesh, and Ari Rabinowitz asked me if I'm interested in a good daf shiur. I replied, thanks, but I already have one near home. But Ari didn't give up. And next time I arrived in his office, he had his partner Shamshi harass me. What's Shamshi? Shlofrak, I guess. And so I gave it a try. Once, twice on YouTube, I got hooked. When I listen to your shiur, I forget that I'm ADHD. In the evening, I come over prepared, and my magid shiur has to really prepare well now. But for Ari and Shamshi, that wasn't enough. I have a hard time, as is, reading this English stuff, you know, from Panovich, and you guys are confusing me. So Hashem has his plans. Here's another guy. I guess it's a sign from Hashem. Two emails, back to back. They don't know each other. I got a call last month to Shabbos. Come do another job in Shabbos. My feet just carry me to Lachanom, up the steps. Wow. Now I'm really hooked. Yashikoyach Shapsi Kohen, Beitar, previously from Gateshead. Yeah? Very Choshev Talmud Chacham. You have Askoma from another very Choshev Talmud Chacham, Nachman Seltzer.
The first time I prepared Chabura and Torah.
Rabbi, yeah. The first time together. Nachman Seltzer prepared a Chabura and Torah. Or,
with him?
Zevi is here in the house, with him.
Kiyos Yaakov about the monkey, who's a shliach.
We'll go over it later, no? You want to go over through the whole thing?
No,
get over it, Nachman Seltzer is going to give us a Chabura about a monkey. What? The monkey being a shliach? Okay, Kiyos Yaakov. Rabbi Isai, here we go. Today's shiur, sponsored by Shmuley Hecht, F245 and Arnadaf Yomi Kamina, it's all the members who push our Bartzis HaTorah with our dearest Magid Shiur, and Lili Nishma is Madir Chaver, Mordechai Shloimi, Pinchas Tuvi, Olav Shalom Ben Avraham, Moshe Peretz, Kopman, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi Nesti Elbaum, Lili Nishma is Beilat Zipori Bas Rebruvain, and for Shidduch Fetehilo Sora Bas Estelea, Suzanne K, for her husband, Zach K, best husband, father and grandfather, I agree, I don't know the guy, but he's L'chaira, the best husband, father, grandfather, and the occasion of his birthday, Rabbi Yisai, happy birthday. Rabbi Miller, Yartzai of Yeshua, Zelig ben Avram Shmuel, and Ezra Grabi, Refuah Shleima for Mordechai Tzvi, Ben Sara Rochel, and in honor of Hillel, and Sabrina Kamiansky. Ooh, Sabrina Kamiansky. Things are changing in MDY. Sabrina came aboard. She's part of the staff now, for real. And she's amazing. So we're looking for big things. Rabbi Yisai, today's Daf Chof. Very, very famous daf and shas. And it's going to be a lot of fun, easy, and geschmack. We are holding five lines from the bottom of Yutes on the base. Sholchulei lemar ukva. Odor hasomuch, they sent to mar ukva. Odor hasomuch lenison loylam chosom. So yesterday we had a bunch of shitas. Is odor, you could do it either, one shita said, you could do other, the two adarim, you could do them both malay, 30 days, both chaser, 29 days, you could do one and one, as no one was leaving. One and one means the first one malay, second one chaser. Rav said, only that way, only malay, only chaser. Here it goes. Other hasamach l'nisan, laylam chaser. Whether it's a other aleph, only one other, and it's right before nisan, or other bays before nisan, it's always 29 days. Not like the Gemara Shita before, they can do 30 if you want. No, 29 days. Masar Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman, al shnei chadoshim mechalim sa Shabbos. You could literally be mechal Shabbos if an aid sees the moon, aidim see the moon, and they have to get into a car and drive over to Bezdin, you do so. Rashi says, mechal for the tchum, go out of the tchum, a little bit more common. Which months? Al Nisan v'al Tishrei. The 2 months that have all the Yom Tovim in them, Iyam is Bishleima Zimnim Malay, Zimnim Chatzer. If Adar sometimes is 30 days, sometimes 29 days, Mishamach Michalalina. It makes sense for them to be Michalal Shabbos because I need to tell you, is it 30 days or 29 days? Tapa Daf Chav, El Iyam is Leilim Chatzer. However, if Adar is always 29 days, am I Michalalina? What's the point? Says the Gemara, the point is very simple. Mishum de Mitzvah, the Kaddish, El Ariyah. It says in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Kazeh Re'e V'Kadcheu. You look at it, you have to see it, and then you make it into a chodesh. You need to do it. It's a mitzvah. That's the only way. So you get in a car and you do it. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Says the Gemara, Ikida Amri. And some say it literally happened the opposite. Omer Rav Nachman, Afanan Amitanina, Ashnei Chodosh Mechal Mesa Shabbos, Alisa Mal Tishrei. We learn the Mechal Shabbos on 2 months. If you say that it's always 29, if it has to be on a very specific day, it's only 29, and I cannot wait until after Shabbos to go to Besdin. So you get in the car and you do it. There's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh. So now it doesn't matter whether there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh, and I don't have a choice. I see the moon on Friday night. What am I going to do? I need to go to Bezin and tell somebody about it. So I have to be Michal Shabbos. I don't have a way out of it. The Torah says, Kazeh, it's Kazeh. But if the month of Adar could possibly be even 30 days, so what's the rush? Let Bezin decide. Bezin have the right. Yes, you saw, even if Adim saw the moon tonight, Bezin have the right to decide it's tomorrow. They could push it off a day. It's their choice. At the end of the day, it's up to Bezin to decide. So my mechalalina on why mechal Shabbos? Not be waiting to catch the machar. Let them do it tomorrow. Says the Gemara. Idik la yom shloishim b'Shabbos. Achinami. You're right. If the 30th day happened on Shabbos, okay. Achav ma'iskin on dik la yom shloishim v'echav b'Shabbos. Now they don't have a choice. It's the 31st day. Today, that's the last final day. And memelo, we have to be mechal Shabbos for it. The mitzvah l'kadosh al ariyah. Moser Rav Kahana, shamikdosh kayom, mechalim af al kulon. So, it says that when the Beis HaMikdosh exists, it's right over here, the next daf, when, where am I? All months, you mechal Shabbos for. All months. And the reason is, now, the problem is, right away, here's the kasha. If there's a mitzvah to be mekadosh with Edom, so write that, that's your stira. That's really a contradiction. There's a mitzvah to be mekadosh with Edom, so why only on Tishrei and Nisan? We start off the sugya. Only 2 months a year are you mechal Shabbos. Nisan Tishrei, the second line from the bottom. Nisan Tishrei. But if it's a mitzvah, like you're saying, so then every month should be a mitzvah and be mechal Shabbos for the mitzvah. That's basically what the Gemara is asking. Just the Gemara says a little bit stronger. It says, mefurish, that the reason is not because of the mitzvah. The reason is because of the takanas HaKarban. That the musaf, the karban musaf of Rish Chodesh, should be on the right day. It's very important. So it's a very long kasha, but a very simple question. The question is, either it's a mitzvah to be mekadosh on with Edim, and it doesn't matter if it's Nisan or Tishrei, or it's not. But you see mefurish that it's not because it's a mitzvah. So therefore, what you're saying is not accurate. It's not dafka Nisan and Tishrei. Shamikdash kai mechalam afal kulam, and it goes a carbon. The mitzvah lekadosh al ariyah. And what's the reason? So that everything, all the Yom Tovim, Musaf, the Karban Musaf should be aligned in the right day. And since it's not a mitzvah to be Mekadosh al Ariyah for the other months, Nisan v'Tishrei nami la mishum de mitzvah Mekadosh al Ariyah, what you're saying is not accurate. It's not because there's a special mitzvah to be Mekadosh the month, and that's why you're Mechal Shabbos, because we want to get the Karbanis right. I'm concerned that Pesach might come out on the wrong day. If you do it on the wrong day, sometimes it's 30, sometimes it's 29, so I need to be accurate over here. Hello, by the way, your son-in-law, I was asking my chavrusa, I just threw it in as part of the pshat, but I was arguing with my chavrusa, I asked him this question, I said, if that's the Gemara's kasha, why are we going through this all? He comes out and he shows me that the Ritva has the kasha, he's holding. And we didn't find it in the Masifta or anything. Halperin. What's his name again? Nachamol? Aaron Kaplan. Yeah.
He's very holy.
You know him? Also another askama, two askamas today from one. But he's also holding what I'm arguing with my chavrusa. That was also interesting. Okay, fine. I guess I was too loud. Yeah, I'm just mishlemim zimim chaser mishum hachi mechalalina. Mishum hachi mechalalina. Okay, there's a difference. It makes a big difference. Is Pesach going to be on Wednesday? Is going to be on Thursday? I got to be mechal Shabbos so that it comes out on the right day. Eloi I'm mishlemim chaser. But if there is always a 29 day month, I'm mechalalina. The karbonis are going to come out perfectly. Nobody's going to mechal. They're going to eat matzah on the right day. Tiyufta. Once we remove the pshat, once we remove the reason of that it's a mitzvah to be mekadesh chodesh, we're getting rid of that. And we're going back to you have to be accurate and make sure that yontif is on the right day. We know when yontif is going to be. It's going to be accurate. There's no reason to be mechal yontif, Shabbos. If others always 29 days, then we know exactly when Pesach is going to come out. There's no reason to be mechal Shabbos. Tiyuf, that's a bomb kasha. Ki also Ula showed up in Bavel. Omar Abru Ula Elul. I want you to add another day to Elul. Omar Ula, and he says, Yadi Charbin Bavloi Mai Tibusa Abdino Ba'adayu. You should know, you people in Bavel, I just did you a great favor. Mai Tibusa, what was the great favor? Ula Omar Meshum Yar, he himself. Omar Mishum Yarkaya. Again, I can manipulate the month to start on a different day so that I don't have back-to-back Shabbos Yontif. Today it's a big thing in America to have the three-day Yom Tovim. I can manipulate it and make that not happen because of fresh vegetables. If you have romaine lettuce, b'ikr, we're not talking about so much about cucumbers and tomatoes, like lettuce. If it's 2 days old, I go pick it, it's 2 days old out of the refrigerator, it's going to be rotten. So in order for me not to eat rotten romaine lettuce, listen to this, Rabbi, I think it's incredible. In order for me to enjoy my su'uda and yontif, I'm going to manipulate Rosh Chodesh to be a different day so that I don't have back-to-back, I have a day in between and I can go pick fresh lettuce. But that I shouldn't miss shofar, because if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, I don't blow a shofar. That I don't manipulate. So to eat geshmak, I manipulate to be mekayem. I'm not saying this. I saw this somewhere.
What's geshmak about vegetables?
Lettuce? Romaine lettuce? Are you kidding me? It's the best of the best. It's marr, actually. Likula alma, that's the best marr. Good kasha. To yufta. Ask Levi Freeman, what's so geshmak about it? I guess it was very geshmak in those days. Marr. They couldn't use Mar like that. I don't know. Says the Gemara. So that's one reason. It's because of the dead. You don't want to have back-to-back days of dead people. It's without refrigeration. You can't imagine what goes on, especially in Bavel. It's really hot, as the Gemara is going to say soon. It's a problem. Might be now. What's the difference between them? If Yom Kippur falls out after Shabbos, there's still a major problem. It's 2 days straight of dead people. Without refrigeration, we got to bury them. But if the problem is vegetables, you're not going to eat vegetables on Yom Kippur. So the problem is lurta for Matzah Yom Kippur. Lurta tarachu maisi. Let him go out and chop Matzah Yontif. Now what about Ula himself? That he said, oh, I'm doing you a big favor. So he did it when Yom Kippur came out on Friday. Not on Sunday, on Friday. So there you had a problem of vegetables also. You have a problem of dead people and problem of vegetables because you need vegetables for Shabbos. I can't tell you, go pick vegetables after Shabbos. Shabbos meal is over. So Ula's story happened when he came to Bubble over there. It happened on a Friday Shabbos. And he put Friday as a weekday and Yom Kippur on a Thursday. He separated them. Zogdi Gemara. By the way, okay, maybe I'll tell you right now. We say the famous Le'edu Roish. So this tells us that Rosh Hashanah, Roish, can never fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and a Friday. Why? Because if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Wednesday or a Friday, then Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday or a Sunday. So that gives us these two guys. Do. The do. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Wednesday or Friday, it messes up Yom Kippur. And that's our sugya over here. You can't have Yom Kippur back to back with Shabbos. Because this will make Yom Kippur fall back to back with Shabbos. The Aleph is for Hashanah Rabbah, that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Sunday, then Hashanah Rabbah, you wouldn't be able to bring the Aravis on the Mizbeach in Hashanah Rabbah. Fine. Weiter. I missed it already. Oh, yeah. Well, the man, that one? Yeah. Why do we need two reasons? Yeah? Mendy, that's where I'm holding? Oh. Man, do I shum yarkai my brin on? Huh? If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Wednesday, then Yom Kippur, then it comes out on Sunday, 2 days later. Yeah, figure it out. I did it. I figured it out. No, no. Wednesday. No, Wednesday. Wednesday to Friday, and Friday to Sunday. Hello? Okay, fine. Man, do I shum yarkai my brin on? So, I skipped something here. Oh, hold on. Okay, that we said. Great. Where is that? Five lines from where it becomes wide. Why does he say? Well, it doesn't agree that there's a problem with the dead smelling. The difference is Yontif, not Yom Kippur. Yontif. If Yontif is back to back with Shabbos before or after, if the problem is that you're not going to have vegetables, okay, so we manipulate Rish Chodesh. There's a Eitzah. Thus, we also learned the Beitzah Daf. And why can't the one who has the reason that the dead covered a mace, how come he doesn't have the reason of vegetables? So Rashi says something very interesting, that I could take vegetables that are like this lettuce that we're talking about, put it in hot water, and it'll rejuvenate the vegetable, so it's not the end of the story. Okay. And on Yantif, you could do that. In Ihachi, Mayishnali did done. So why did Ula do this and say, oh, I'm doing you a big favor, you guys in Bavel. I feel to do the Nami. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's a favor. Says Gemara, Lididan, Chavel and Alma, in Bavel, it's extremely hot, and it's a problem with the dead and the vegetables. Lididu le Chavel, lu Alma. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's good air, especially in Yerushalayim, it's nice and eerie. Memela. It's not necessary to take care of the dead like that and the vegetables like that. Okay. Zokti Gemara, Ini, Eini. So, it says that you could manipulate the month any way you want if you have a good reason. How could that be? Vatani Rabbi Shmuel. Yachol Kishem Shema Abram Sashona Litzorech, Abram Sachoydash Litzorech. I would think that I could add an extra, you add an extra month all the time. This year, extra month. Iber Yar, two others. Why? Because it's necessary. The seasons line up, whatever the reason is. So I would think that I could add another day to a month. Why? Because it's necessary. Talmud Lomar, I cannot do that. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. Kozerei V'Kadesh. It's exactly like this. It goes by the Edom. You cannot manipulate. So you see, you can't just add days so that your vegetables should taste good. No. To do it earlier, you're not allowed to do it. But to push it off, you're allowed to. In other words, if Adam see the moon today on Friday, I could ignore them and do it on Shabbos. That's not a problem to manipulate. But if Adam did not see it today, then you can't say, oh, today's Rosh Chodesh, because I need to make it shorter. That I can't do. Likadesh, to jump the gun without Adam, that I'm not allowed to do. I would think that just like you're allowed to add a month because you need, means make it Rosh Chodesh before there's even Edom. No, you need Edom because they're Rav I could threaten the witnesses. In other words, I could threaten them to be quiet. Don't tell anybody that you saw the moon. Let's pretend that the moon came out tomorrow. I'm going to lie. Interesting. There's a thing, Bezdin, and that's what they say. A lot of people say, one of the reasons why this sugya is a side, sort of, it's hidden, because you don't want amaratzim that know astronomy. What's going on here? The moon came out yesterday. What are you doing? Why tomorrow? Chacham don't know what they're doing. Well, Chacham have their reasons. They have private reasons, whatever it is, the vegetables, the dead, whatever it is. So they don't want to tell people, so they hid it. But over here you see, they manipulate with a lie, sort of. Eidim come, we saw the moon. We believe you saw the moon. Don't tell anybody. It's a secret. We're doing it tomorrow. We have reasons. But I cannot take an aid and force him and tell him, hey, put a gun to his head. Tell everybody you saw the moon today. Now that's very shver. But Baruch Hashem, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, all the way in the bottom, like four lines in the bottom, and he says the line, and the wide lines, he says, Sha'af api shiloi ra'u ba'alil, ela ke'ein kuviso. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, we're not talking about stam a guy in the street, we put a gun to his head. We have Edim that saw something. They're confused. Did I see a cloud or did I see the moon? I don't know what I saw exactly. So once he had a tchilas ri'iyah, then you put a gun to him, you say, no, you saw the moon, tell everybody you saw the moon. That's what you saw. I'm telling you, you saw the moon to lie, to manipulate. That you can't do. I'm saying, what's the havamina b'chla? You're going to go to a guy sitting at home watching TV and say, hey, you saw the moon. Doesn't work like that. Zogdi Gemara, eini v'sholach lei Rabbi Yudin. No, it's not. V'sholach Rabbi Yudin, see Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yudin Anasi. Nisiya, not a nasi. Nisiya, different person. I think. Rabbi Yoidim should call Yom Hashur. Rabbi Yochanan noyim elamdeinu. Rabbi Yochanan taught us. No, Rabbi Yochanan taught us. You could threaten witnesses to create a new month without them even seeing it. They should say we saw it, and that the Rabbi Chanal, according to him, is very nice. Omar Abay. But Rabbi Yochanan says he could do it. Omer Rabbi Eloi Kashio, Ho Benison, V'Tishrei, when does Yom Tovim? Ho B'Shar Yarchei. So even in other months, Rashi points out, I understand if you have a month with a lot of holidays, Yom Tovim, it's a big tzorich. What's a tzorich on another month? Why would I force an aid? Hey, you better say that today's Rosh Chodesh. What do I care? Let it be this day, let it be that day. Rashi says beautifully. There could only be 8 full months. And you already have 8 full months. And all of a sudden, Tevis comes out that it's a full month. Nobody saw the month. Nobody saw the moon. And I'm going to have month number 9 that's going to be 30 days. It's a problem. It doesn't work. Put a gun to his head. Kamashmal, and you cannot put a gun to his head. It's just Raji is explaining what the baya is. Okay, Rav Omar. Hadatoni Rabbi Shmuel Achirmi. Okay, it's not. This Rabbi Shmuel says you can't be ma'aber the chodesh. It's a das yachid. It's a chirim. But so it's a difference, not a big kash on ula. The sanya achir moimrim ain bein atzeres la tzeres vein bein rosh hashanah rosh hashanah el arbo yom mevat. We had this a few times already, so let's do this real quickly. By the way, how long, we're going to talk about this in a second, the moon goes around the earth. How long does it take the moon to go around the earth, everybody? A month. How much is a month? 29 and a half days. Wrong. Very good. Now you watch. But I knew it before him. It's Givaldic. The moon goes around the earth 27 and a third days. And a third. But it takes an extra 2 days to catch up to the sun. In other words, I'll explain it later. But to get to the Moilad takes 29 and a half days. It only takes the moon. It's very interesting. So you could ask your family, and nobody will know this. You'll tell them. It takes the moon a month to go around the earth, and there's 12 months in a year. So how many times does the moon go around the earth in a year? The answer is 13. Because it only takes 27 days and a third to go around the earth, and in a year, you add up those 2 days, it's about 13 times around. The kids, okay, we're not going to go into that. It's a good trick question. So if you have, hold on, if you have 29 and a half days, so you have 350, 29 and a half days times 12, you have 354 days. But 354 is not divisible by 7 weeks. So if you divide 350 by 7 equals 50 weeks. So you have 50 weeks and 4 days. So you always have 4 extra days a year, right? 354 is 50 weeks and 4 days. So those 4 days always add on. So if Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday today, it's going to be Thursday next year, etc. Because the year is always four days. Interesting, I'm just thinking. Constellations are 4 minutes of this, and the moon is 4 minutes like that. It's about the 4, I don't know why. Okay, fine. Think about it. How much is a Shana Mu'beres, another month? 29 days. 29 divided by 7 days of a week is 4, because 28 divided by 7 is 4 weeks, plus 1 day. So I add another day to that 4, is 5 days. So the year is 5 days later next year. Rav Dimi min Ardo mas niifcho. Amayim ala edim ala chodesh leniro bizmane lekache, veimayim ala edim ala chodesh leniro bizmane leabroi. Oh, he says, Mamish Faker. Rav Dimi says that you could threaten the witnesses only Mamish. Like you're saying, wow, it's unbelievable. How can you do it? You threaten the witnesses to make something up and make Rosh Chodesh early. We cannot threaten them to be quiet, not to make it later. My time out, turning to Daf Chof Amud Beis. Hi, Mechzik Yishikro. Hi, Loi Mechzik Yishikro. Because, think about it. Everybody in the world has seen this moon. And when you don't make a new month, they see you're lying. It's I saw the moon. What do you tell? We all saw the moon. But if nobody saw the moon, it's possible this guy did see the moon. Maybe you were at home and you didn't notice. It was 1 minute. Maybe you're looking the wrong direction. You can't prove he didn't see the moon, but you could prove that there is a moon and he's not talking about it. That's a big chilul Hashem. That's a problem. All right. Sponsored by MDY Tone Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Refus and Yeshuas, please join us at tilm.amindaf.com. Sponsored anonymously with Schus. Shal Tamar Chaya, Bat Sar to have Refus Shlem Bakar. Bracha, Simcha, Arich Siyamim, and Nachas from all children, grandchildren. Amen. Rabbi Sai, here's the beautiful Sugya. The Gemara Menachas Daf Chavtes says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time with this Sugya. I don't know this sugi exactly, but with the Kiddush HaChodesh, the whole thing. And Akadosh Baruch Hu had to point him and show him, this is how it is. So, huh? Didn't have props like this. I'm going to just go be Midayis of Akadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to go Kazeh. Kazeh Kadesh. Thank you. I also saw yesterday in the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa in the Hagdama, Reb Neuwirth says, the Mechaber of Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, he says that he was locked up in an attic with his family for 3 years. He didn't see the sun. He didn't see the outside for 3 years. Imagine, picture it. 3 years in an attic, that's how they were saved from the war in Holland. But they had with them, listen to this, unbelievable. They had with them one Gemara Ksubas, and I was thinking to myself, we're getting free Gemaras and we have Shas and all. One Gemara Ksubas for 3 years. One Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, and that probably explains why he wrote Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And he had a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And with this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he was able to figure out how to make a calendar that works and figure out when Yom Tovim are. He says it was accurate, no mistakes, and that they used it in the camps. He was able to ship it off to the camps, and he has the calendar out of Yom Zeh. I mean, he's not alive anymore, but that's what he writes. So the Gemara says, with that, the Gemara says, Omer Shmuel, Yechim le'takunei le'kuli goyla, I could fix, you don't need Edom anymore. I can make a calendar, no problem. Omer le'abba, avu ad Rabbi Simloi le'Shmuel. He says, oh yeah, huh? You think you know how to do it? Yodamar Haimilsa the Tanya Besoy the Ibur. Now this is a sefer called Soy the Ibur. By the way, Rabbi Wertheimer found the sefer and it's published in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's sefer. It's called Soy the Ibur. And again, they talk about is it a soy because it's so difficult? The topic is a difficult topic, or because Chacham really wanted to hide a little bit. We'll see that according to Rashi, it's a big soy. No one understands what Rashi is talking about, but we go with Rashi. By the way, As a side, I saw in the back of the Masifta, he brings, there are over 20 Pirushim from Rishonim on the Sugya. 20. Okay, but we're going the easy route. We're going with Rashi, easy, Pasha Pshat, Mamsha, not joking. Nothing doing there. So he asked him a question. You're such a chacham, you're Shmuel, yeah, Galadar. You know how to make calendars? Great. Explain to me this one line. Noilad koidim chatzois, or noilad acha chatzois. It's a riddle. Noilad koidim chatzois, or noilad acha chatzois. No, explain to me. I don't know. Okay. Omalei loy, I don't know how to explain. Omalei midaholo yodamar, since you don't know even this one line, ikimilach reniyasa loyodamar. There are other secrets you don't know, so stop telling people you know how to make a calendar. Let's just rely on the Edom as it was. So Reb Zeira sends to the Bavel. He came to Eretz Yisrael, Reb Zeira, and he tells the people in Bavel, Rabbis, here it goes. I bought these foam balls, and I thought, I was so proud of myself. Look at this perfect line. Anybody know how to paint the perfect line like this? You got to be in contracting for a while. I painted it. I spray painted it. And as I'm talking to Noam, I'm looking at it, and it shriveled. It dissolved. The spray paint, maybe it looks like the Shtickle Moon now. I'm not sure if I should use this or this guy. Well, maybe you'll use this guy first. Look at this. Ah. Okay, here goes. Maybe I should take this with me. Very posh. Rabbi said, don't get worried. Yeah. Not necessary. Okay. Moira Rabbi said, this is the earth. This earth that we're in, and this is not important, I'm just going to say a few things that are not even important to today. Sugya, the earth rotates like this, and it's on a 23 degree angle, so it complicates a lot of stuff, but not our Sugya. It rotates like this once every 24 hours, and that's why we have Zricha and Shkia. This, Rabbi Yisai, is the sun. This right over here is the sun, and this gives us light, energy, heat. If this is off for 1 second, we'll all disappear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us that it's on 24/7. This, so now, just as a side, this earth goes around the sun. I can't do it because it's too big, and this is my sukkah, by the way. Next year, remind me that I need extra parts for my sukkah. And also remind me that I should buy a bigger bit for the drill so I could fit the globe into this piece. It was at 11:30 at night and I'm drilling on my porch with this little bit. Okay, fine. And then Noam called me. That was a whole different story. Fine. The earth goes around the sun, and it takes the earth how long to do that? 365 days/356 days. 66 days. This, my boy, is the moon. The moon is, oh, and by the way, this is 93 million miles away from here. 93 million, just as, okay. This guy is the moon, and the moon is 1/4 the size of the earth. Now, what is Moilad? That's all we're discussing right now. It's a very simple thing. Moilad is, the moon doesn't obviously give off any light, but the moon is always lit 50%. Half of the moon is always dark, and half the moon is always light, depending on where the sun is. So, if the moon is exactly in the same plane as the earth, the people on earth, and by the way, I'm going to repeat this again, everything that we're talking about and everything we spoke about, the constellations, is just from the vantage point of man and human beings on earth. I'm not saying the constellations move and the wheel moves this way and the earth, we don't know. Just when we see the sun go down, the sun is not going down, we're moving 1 degree every 4 minutes. So we're rotating. The sun is exactly where it is. We're the guys moving away from it. But that's how we see it. So we're not going into the details. People wrote me, it's not true. The constellations go this way. Okay, it's not important. For all this is not important. It's how we view it. So if you're on earth and you're looking at the moon, and the moon is in between the earth and the sun, you're not going to see the moon. It's 100% black because the sun is shining on this side. This side gets the light, and you're on earth, and all you see is zero. That's called Moilad. When you don't see anything, zero, that's the birth of the new moon. When the moon, and by the way, the moon rotates around the earth once every month, and it goes counterclockwise. Not this way, but this way. So, when the moon is slightly before Moilad, that's called Yashan. And when it's slightly after Moilad, it's called Chadash. And of course, if the moon is over here, and that takes a half a month, you're going to see a full moon because it's getting all this light from the sun. And when it comes around over here, you get nothing. And of course, it goes like this, like this, like this, you know. And you don't, by the time it gets here, it goes like this. By the time it gets here, it's dark. And it keeps, then it moves. Now, according to Rashi, we're going according to Rashi. When the moon is over here, you cannot see the moon at all 6 hours before and 6 hours after. Until you see a little sliver, the banana that we see, it's when the moon rotates, it takes at least 6 hours. Okay. That's all that we need to know for now. Let me just see if I missed anything. Yeah, that was pretty good. By the way, took 3 years to get a round of applause.
Let's not push it.
You're the man on the moon.
By the way, man on the moon. How could he say "V'eni yachal and goyabach"? Tasha, it's not a joke. They talk about it. I don't know if anybody ever touched the moon because you have that spacesuit. If you touch it, you probably get radiation or something. I don't know. Now, what we're going to see soon, I don't know if I want to get up again, that it depends where you are. It depends if you're in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. Since Bavel is a little bit more eastward than Eretz Yisrael, so they could see the moon. They see the moon 6 hours before the Noilad, where Eretz Yisrael can't see it for an additional 12 hours. 18 hours they can't see the moon this way. And Bavel is the opposite on this way. Eretz Yisrael could see it. By the way, Moilad, when we say Moilad, the Moilad of Zayin, it's when the Moilad is in Yerushalayim. Because of the rotation, every place is a different Moilad, but it's based on Yerushalayim. So, yeah. Now, Eretz Yisrael is the reverse. That's the hardest part of this sugya. These words that I'm telling you, which Rashi just makes it very simple. It's very hard to understand Rashi because Bavel and Eretz Yisrael are so close to each other and 1,000 kilometers away, but it's an 18-hour difference according to Rashi. Some say he lived in France. I don't know. There's a whole Torah about Rashi. We're not getting into it. We go with Rashi. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, this is the Chadash. This is the Yashan. The Chadash. Oh, we only have 2 minutes left. The Chadash, according to Rashi, in Eretz Yisrael, they could see it for 6 hours, and Bavel can't see it for 18 hours. Okay, it's a reverse Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Now let's see it inside. Zok de le gimara. Okay. Where are we? Oh, Bezushomer Abba. Now, and this, that Shmuel didn't know. Okay, what didn't Shmuel understand? Did I skip something? I did skip that. Okay, meaning, I said the words, but I didn't explain what I meant. In other words, you can't have a little bit that you saw the moon, the Yashan, and then you're going to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh over here on the same day. It can't be on the same day. Rashi brings a pasuk from the Gemara's Mashma that it's once you saw the old moon, that means your Koveya is the day before. You can't have 2 days on one day. That's Rashi. But Rashi says it's a pasuk. Okay, now. Now, Chatzos is 6 hours. We're talking about exact days, okay? We're not going to talk about days. But pretend that from Chatzos till nighttime is 6 hours, because exact, even night is 12 hours, day is 12 hours. So Chatzos is midday. So if you have 6 hours, now, if you if this moon happened, the Moilad happened slightly before Chatzos, so now I have a little bit more than 6 hours. A little bit more than 6 hours, I could see the moon. By the way, there's something else I need to show you real quickly. It's important. And that is, real quickly, this is the sun, forget this for a second, this is the moon. So as the sun goes down, the sun goes down on the new one before the moon. They both, the moon follows the sun and goes down. So what happens is this guy, the sun disappears, and then you're able to see the moon for the very first time because the light of the sun is so strong, you don't see the moon. You need it, the only time you can see it is when it goes down, or by the chada, by the yashan, the moon comes before the sun, so before, right before Netzachama, all of a sudden you see the moon. Okay, fine. That's a little bit of a side. Next. This is from Dr. Shamroth's shir last night. Shkoyach, Dr. Shamroth. Beautiful shir. Wrote the book. Anybody wants to take a book here? It's over here. Free book. Beautiful stuff. Now, but if he didn't have enough of 6 hours, it's impossible to see the moon. You don't have 6 hours. How can you see the moon? Oh, big enough gemino, Maravashi, like Chushi Saadeh. If a witness comes and says, I saw the moon today, but the moilad happened after Chatzais, and you don't have the 6 hours for the sun to go down and for you to catch a glimpse of the moon, even for a moment. So he's lying. It's impossible. I know that you're lying, just by math. Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Nachman, Chov Dalet Shoy Mikasi Siara. There's 24 hours that the moon is covered. Oh, I want to show you real quickly this beautiful thing that I found. Leiby sent it to me. It's an amazing thing that the Gemara says that the Moilad is, and this Gemara without a computer, without satellites, decided that a Moilad happens every 29 days, 0.53059. NASA sent up satellites and did massive calculations. The Gemara was off by 0.002 of a second. Okay, I'm saying the numbers are off, and in Berlin, by 1,000th. And this is without computers over 2,000 years ago. So it's an amazing thing. Okay, fine. Next, says the Gemara. Oh, so I just want to show you real quickly. Here, this is what we were talking about. Moilad is over here. It happened at Chatzos. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot see the moon for 6 hours plus 12 hours. That's 18. Plus 6 on this side. This is a given, says Rashi. You cannot see the moon 6 hours in either direction of the Moilad. So 12 plus 6 plus 6 equals 24 hours. This is the whole sugya, this one line that's very difficult and has two, I've never seen this in an art scroll before, 2 pages to explain this one line. The second page doesn't even have a number on it. Usually it says, daf, this, 5. It doesn't even have, because it's 2 pages on one word. Never saw that. Moilad Bavel. Now, they're just coming to explain Rashi is so difficult and just doesn't match up with what we know in astronomy, that all the Rishonim and everybody's against Rashi, and some people try to, whatever. But this is what he's saying. That what? That in Bavel, the 24 hours is this way. It's 12 plus 6 plus 6 this way. That's it. That's all Rashi said. Now, how does it make sense? And Bavel's so close, and how can it be off by 18 hours in each day? Okay, those are the questions. Oh, Ravashi, so, you can't see the moon for 24 hours. Depends. Lidi Don in Bavel, which is east of Eretz Yisrael. Shisma Atiko v'tam Nisir Mechata. So you take 6 hours from the new moon plus 18 from the old moon. Here's Bavel. Lidi Do, but in Eretz Yisrael, Shisma Mechata v'tam Nisir Mechata. And it goes the opposite. L'mayin Afgimino. Omer Vashi, like Chushi Sade. I want to tell the Edim that they are off. It's impossible. You didn't see the moon. This 24 hours, you can't possibly see the moon. How did you tell me you saw the moon when we know for a fact for 24 hours? You live in Eretz Yisrael, 24 hours this way. Bavel, 24 hours this way. You're a liar. We're not mekabel your edos. Rabbis, have a wonderful Shabbos. This is the last week that we're doing a shir at 9:30 at night. Motzei Shabbos right here. The sugyas are getting, they're easier and different. Zayk is on. Thank you. Thank you.